For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday afternoon, May the 28th, 1988. Memorial Weekend, Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting, being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Lance Reynolds is the teacher of the afternoon. This is a deliverance service. Captain Reynolds, the rest of the afternoon is yours.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. I want to kind of go back where we were yesterday, and I'd like to ask you to help me at the end like you did yesterday, too, if you don't mind. And that good. And the ones that we're going to do mass deliverance again this afternoon, and I'm sure with what you've learned so far, you've probably got a little list either written down or up here, the things that you feel like you want to deal with. And we will go through those. If you need any assistance, there will be those who will be standing close by or sent to you to help you. The idea is that you're the priest in your tabernacle. You say what goes on in your being. There's only two kinds of thoughts. They're good ones and bad ones. What you entertain is up to you. Most of us have, our minds are undisciplined. I've got to noticing myself. Riding in the car, I travel a lot as a minister, and a lot of the time I drive in my car, and I got to noticing how much time my mind spent on watching what I passed by in the car. I thought, aren't you rebellious? And so, you know, and I put the Bible on tape, and I listen to the Word, I'm filling in that time, redeeming that time, making myself available to Jesus. All of us like sheep, we've all gone astray. We've all allowed things in our life, you know, not necessarily bad things, but just things that cause us to be neglectful, you know, careless. And so in this last day, and we must be careful. What we let our mind explore, it's precious. God computed it on the frequency of His love. And when it is allowed to just flow and do whatever it wants to, it just has areas where we are passive. We become weak. We get into situations where we are not quick in the anointing. So our time must be spent in discipline, order. This is the tabernacle of the living God. We are a vital part of the body of Christ. To be whole and well, you know, complete and ready is most important. There's a great coming together of this many-membered body. And the complement of glory in each of us. We are fulfilling the Word. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for the Word that's full of life. Hallelujah. Your Word is life. I thank You, Lord, that it is ever present in the midst of a people who are seeking and crying out and looking for You, Lord. I thank You, Lord, that Your Word is not void of all that You have sent it to do. And I thank You, Lord God, that in the midst of a people who are seeking You, the Word is found. Hallelujah. And it is energized and glorified in the midst of this generation. Yeah. I thank You, oh Lord God, that You said it so. And that every word that You have spoken is clearly being exposed to the mind of mankind. And so this afternoon, my Father, we bow in your presence. We ask you to write your word indelibly upon our heart. We ask you to be in us all that you want to be, Lord. We would hear from you, Lord. Now we command our mind to your attention. Do it. Hallelujah. We set the world aside. Hallelujah. We command our mind to your attention. Glory to God. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to Jesus. And now, Father, write your word on our heart. And everybody said amen. Amen. I just liked it so well upstairs before we ladies came down. They all stretched their hands toward me and we became a body of ministry. And I'm going to get to make the voice, but all of you in one mind and one accord, we commanded truth for these next few hours. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to be joined together? It's great. Now, our scriptures this afternoon be from Hosea, the fourth chapter. We'll go back to Psalm 78. And, well, we'll just see where the Lord takes us from there. I have some word in Philippians and hallelujah. Here we go. I got a page. Second Corinthians will be the third chapter and some in the fourth chapter. We've been talking about the generation of Jesus Christ. We've been talking about God's word being fulfilled. That as the prophet spoke the mysteries and the secrets of the kingdom, each of them longing to look into what they foretold, to be alive in that hour. And God having revealed his word through the ages, every generation having the fullness of the word that was prepared for that lifetime of growth as a people are coming forth, coming together, joined heirs of Jesus Christ, each in that knowing of truth, crying out, pouring out before the Lord, bowing in his presence and seeking, oh Jesus, let that life of resurrection be understood and walked out in this earth. Yes. Hallelujah. See, for the take benefit, us, you, me, this earth, we are earth. Hallelujah. Heaven, earth. Hallelujah. And we are being changed into the image of life. This morning while Brother Jack was ministering, I had a vision. And the Lord began to show me how the character and the nature of death was so exposed and seen in this generation. And like the theater mask that they have learned how to change or distort a person's features with sort of a wax or a rubber or whatever it is, I began to see the body of Christ begin to pull and rip and strip those things of death from them.
Hallelujah.
Until the image was not that a bloodline ancestral look at all anymore. But there was a man-child company with the clearness and the transparency of light, like seeing through, but yet knowing there was an image there, like looking into the light bulb and knowing that that is producing light, but not seeing through it. A people coming into that place where the vision, the image, is the resurrection, the truth, and the life. Beloved, we are standing on the threshold of great and wonderful things. And the natural mind cannot perceive it, cannot know it, for being formed in death and and coming as that first Adamic life, that Adam man, that generation man, which death is to be swallowed up in victory. And out of death springs forth life that is everlasting, a spirit dwelling place. As the container of godliness, you and I, the expression of the image of God in this last hour, in this earth, this generation formed, called into being, set in divine order, the message going forth and spilling into this earth like waves of glory, requiring change in our being as pattern sun is exposed unto us. And we know that God is raising up a generation full of glory. The fullness of the cup of flesh is being exposed. All of us have come. Things in our bloodline that have formed and shapen us in iniquity. Like the cup that is full of flesh manifestation, spilling off what's in it when it is bumped. The church is getting bumped. Hallelujah. And the junk is being exposed. And the death is commanded to go.
Amen.
And life, hallelujah, is springing forth in a many-membered body. And we know that we belong in this hour, in this generation, called according to His purpose. Now, I'll start to read again in Psalm 78. Give ear, my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable, in instruction. By numerous examples, I will utter dark sayings of old that hide important truth. This is the Amplified Bible that I'm teaching from. Which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. And we will not hide them from our children. See, this has been the problem. The cup has been so full of the flesh that what was spilling forth from it, the bondages of ancestral death, weaknesses, tendencies that produce death in this earth, until what is being shown to the generation that has come on has been a death example, the program of death, the selfishness of the natural mind, the image of the flesh, so brought forth until the children, the generation coming on, have not seen the pattern of Jesus Christ the Word in this natural realm. Blinded by manifestations, controls, limitations. And we don't know how they got there. And most of the time don't know how to get rid of. And all of us trying to put on some kind of a religious face or an exterior that would make us look like we have a balance, not knowing that what we have been shaping in, we have been given authority through the Calvary experience, the blood of Jesus Christ, to have authority over. That through that iniquitous bondage, through His blood, we have been delivered. Hallelujah. He was bruised for our iniquities, so that our bruised iniquities would not have authority any longer. Hallelujah. Now, I said this last camp I was here, I'm going to say it again. The church, hallelujah for the church, For what she's known has brought many of us to where we are today. But when it was time to go on, God has called out from her, like the birthing experience, travail most of the time. I told Dora one time, I think the church just hiccuped her out. You know, I said belch, but I didn't want to say that in front of you. She came to the meeting all tears and crying and just feeling so hurt because she did not feel a part of that body any longer. It turned on her through some things that had happened. And we all laughed and said, glory to God, at last, you've been set free. Now you can get on with the growth and maturing in God. Hallelujah. And when she understood it, she was thankful. Praise the Lord. See, my dear friend, Cedartown, Georgia. Praise the Lord. Rome, Georgia. And so God is changing each of us according to His pattern, and He is bringing forth a people, a generation who will know even as they are known. Hallelujah. Who will not be bound with the limitations of a carnal mind and a bloodline bondage of death. Who will know through the blood of Jesus Christ the power of flowing from the name that they have been vestured with through Calvary's promise. Hallelujah. A covenant name that's above every name that is entitled unto you and I in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are delivered. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, we will not hide them from our children, but tell to the generation to come the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord and His might and of the wonderful works that He performed. Do you know that I've heard folks go around saying they're mad at God? Do you know that I feel so grieved in my heart because it seems that so many people lack a reverence and an awe of the deity of God? How it grieves my heart to see people just gibbly or loosely handle worship and praise. Hold it right there, and let's go back to Hebrews 1 again, and let's see what we are as heirs of salvation. It says in the second verse, but in these last days, in the last of these days, He has spoken to us in the person of a Son. Ooh, hallelujah. Whom He appointed heir and lawful owner of all things. Also by and through whom He created the worlds and the reaches of space and the ages of time. That is, He made, produced, built, operated, and arranged them in order. Hallelujah now. We are the heir of Jesus Christ. All the attributes, the expression of His life in God's eternal purpose is yours and my privilege when we come to Him, the giver of life. Beloved, there is an expression of worship and praise because at last, when the junk is gone, there's nothing to keep you from flowing into that place of glory. That right, Brother Solomon. Hallelujah. God is moving by His Spirit into a living arrangement. The facts of life are that we have been designed to dwell in Him. Now, if you're going to live there, you can't live there with your mind in other places. What a man gives himself to, it's what he becomes the servant of. If we're going to dwell in the Spirit, then we're going to have to know everything that's contained in that living arrangement. The fact is that now are we the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. Hallelujah. For we shall see Him as He is. Third verse, Hebrews 1. He is the sole expression of the glory of God. The light being. See, what does deliverance do for you? It removes the darkness. It removes the things that stand between you and the liberty and the freedom of a light being, a knowledge, a knowing, a seeing, an understanding, the dwelling place in God. He's the light being, the outraying of the divine. Now, light in every realm has the same kind of law. It always dispels darkness. Hallelujah. It always gives forth light to Him. Hallelujah. Who is walking in its direction or covering. So Jesus is the sole expression of the glory of God. Aha. We are to be glorified. Changed, transfigured from one degree of glory to another. And I said, Lord, what is glory? I want to understand it. I remember how the angels that night sang to the shepherds and said, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And I had an understanding of the glory song, calling forth the plan of God in this realm. Glory is knowledge, wisdom, knowing, walking it out, being contained, or the containment of truth. Glory is like heaven, and heaven is like glory. Glory is all wisdom, understanding. Glory, God designed you and I in every degree of His glory to be changed according to the excellence of His glory. This campground, the paper, this ministry, voices from His excellent glory. Pure Word, where God is speaking, the now place, where the knowledge is poured out, where it is not bound up by personalities of selfishness, the lust of the eye, the things, the mechanics of the flesh man, but where God is lifted up and the light is clearly shown forth. Voices, sound of many waters, a word going forth that every generation wanted to look into. But at last, the generation now, the hidden manna exposed, the secrets, the mysteries unfolding to this generation of people growing up in the sight of Almighty God, containing the principle of glory, the laws of God revealed, hallelujah, until the blessings of truth. Our protection. That's what truth is. Truth is your protection. Hallelujah. It keeps you from death, the lie of deception. God is giving us, in the authority of His Word, understanding how to live the facts of life. The pattern, the example, the manufacturer's handbook. We have it before us, a way of life. And He's calling it forth out of this earth. People are coming like the homing pigeon, knowing there's more, there's more, there's more, there's more. Never satisfied to sit like a passive person, but dealing with the realm of death, putting it under your feet until we are knowledgeable of living in the Spirit. Hallelujah. He's the outraying of the divine. And He is the perfect imprint and the very image of God's nature. See? Walking in truth, dealing with yourself, obeying the laws of God, your protection, keeping yourself open before the Lord, seeking God, is producing the perfect imprint of the nature of God. We have all taken on the nature of man, and in these last days, we are taking on the nature of the very God. That sevenfold nature of the Holy Ghost. Read about it in Isaiah 11, the first few verses. The Spirit of the Lord rested on Messiah. Hallelujah. The Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of obedience, reverence, fear, the awe of God. Beloved, we're going to be exact in that image of God's nature. And He is beginning. Like the vision I saw, the flesh is stripped away, ripped, torn, to expose what has manifested and shaped it. And beneath that, those things in us, those things that lie deep within us, God is showing us how to be delivered from them. And we're changing. I've prayed for people and I've seen them change like a 10-year span into youthfulness. You've seen somebody that's been working real hard and not getting enough rest. That's right. And letting all the things of their circumstances and tension in that, and it puts such a strain on the body, the image begins to be molded and shaped in the tension and the bruise of the hurt and the things that they are giving themselves to. So much so that their likeness is taking on a change. Beloved, when the sons of God stand in the manifestation of life, that life of resurrection that's out of death, where death is no longer contained within your members. Oh, you say, how can that be? It's not my plan, it's His. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, He knows what He has spoken forth. And it is not so far away that we shall not be made aware of it. It is even now, in the midst of us, a crying out, a longing, an urgency. We drive hundreds of miles to get in a meeting where we know truth is being taught. We spend hours in our closet before the Lord crying out to see what is here that is keeping us from the liberty and freedom of sonship. Beloved, God's grooming a generation that is going to produce the sons of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah now. I'm not talking about the natural realm and the birthing of a natural in the natural. The process is the same, but the experience is totally different. I'll say it to you like this. Did you have a mom and daddy when you got saved? No. You came through the blood of Jesus Christ. But you were born anew, weren't you? So we are birthing a generation of glory, hallelujah, that'll fill this earth. A people with the mind of Christ. A people who are not contained in the realm of death with the attributes of death hanging around their person, but a people so full of life and so expecting life that they are commanding life into everything that concerns them. Hallelujah. glorious. A generation, hallelujah, who owe their birthright not to the will of the flesh, not to the mind of man, but to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. A people, joint heirs, a generation that'll tell the generations to come the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord by visibly walking it out. Hallelujah. The mind of the Father fulfilled in the Son. The attributes of a nature. That nature progressively, like coming under the rod, the Word, the progressive Word, forming within you the nature of God within. That Word so energized and full of power, so full of God's love, that each of us, hallelujah, are standing trembling as He teaches and expounds His Word. And bite by bite, as we eat and chew and digest the spiritual nutrition of truth, we are being changed. Hallelujah. Someone coined a phrase and said, you become what you eat. Hallelujah. You know. Hallelujah. I like to turn that around for the Word of truth. Beloved, the church has become what she's been eating. Right. The sons of God are becoming what they've been eating. Hallelujah. When you came out from among them, you think that was your idea? Mm-mm. That was God. That was God. That was God. Just taking care of His design. Just taking care of His image. Just bringing it forth according to His kind. That was Him. The office of the Holy Ghost. Nurturing and forming you in truth. A generation. God's plan. Now let's look at Hosea. And he says in the 4th chapter, hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel. Israel means he that's seeking and contending with God. For the Lord has a controversy, a pleading contention with the inhabitants of the land. Something to talk about. Because there is no faithfulness. Oh, now we're beginning to see how the church could have arrived at this place of growth. The travail and the weakness and the bondages that she is now operating in. Groping so in darkness that she would settle for the psychic realm of signs and wonders because she doesn't know the Word of God. And know that the blood of Jesus cannot be improved upon. And God doesn't need any of the things of psychic phenomena to write His Word on your heart. That's right. Hallelujah. He is well able to bring the good news to you. Whew, hallelujah. He doesn't need any puppets. He doesn't need any dolls. And He doesn't need any clown faces. And God help those people who are deceived in that realm. But the gospel, the good news, the word of truth lasts forever. Hallelujah. And God is not going to allow the faithfulness of His truth to be perverted by the poor excuse of man's limitation and his weakness and his faithlessness. It's enough of it. And it's time to turn it around. And God is going to judge what's going on. And you listen well to what is going on. He is shaking those things that need to be shaken so that that which remains will stand in the glory of truth and not waver when the doctrines and of satanic forces begin to blow through the land. And the book said about darkness covers the earth. Because that's what the enemy is seeking to do. if he can blind the people, deceive them with all of the things that he does in his counterfeit of trying to produce an image. Beloved, God's not mocked. And he's not going to allow his children to be contaminated in that kind of deceit any longer now. How is it going to happen? When you refuse to deal with yourself, everything that's there in you that has been birthed through generation past because of the sins of your ancestors and what has been visited down because your ancestors broke God's law that gave an open door to you and you had a drawing or a weakness or a pulling to the things of the occult or the signs and wonders, the fascinations of flesh manifestation. If there is an open door, be assured that wherever the enemy has a claim, he is going to do his best to walk through it and control you and shut you up and away from God. And so God is calling a people in this hour, a generation with the facts of life, to stand in the gap, having dealt with themselves, to set creation free, to recognize the signs of death wherever they find them. And in honesty and truth, be what we say we are. I had an experience with that recently. People wanting to walk in deliverance ministry, and both of them being controlled by prescription drugs. And when the Lord showed it to me and I approached them with it, they were upset that I would say anything like that to them. And I said, let me tell you, I'm not your enemy. I'm your friend. Hallelujah. You can't go with that kind of a mixture and expect to see God set people free. All you're doing is reproducing what you're giving yourself to. Beloved, this is serious business. This is serious business. And the only person you can change is yourself. And when you make that quality decision that I'm going to see the pattern, I'm going to know the image, I'm going to look at Him, the Lord my God, I want to be like Him. My desires, I want to be His desires. I desire what He is and who He is. And those desires are what God gives unto you. You can just roll right around and think about it. God said He's got a contention with the inhabitants of the land because there is no faithfulness, loving kindness, pity, mercy, or knowledge of God from personal experience with Him in the land. And there's nothing but false swearing, breaking faith, killing, stealing, committing adultery. They break out into violence, one deed of bloodshed following close after another. Sounds like the 5 o'clock news, doesn't it? Right. And this has got to change. This generation now has been designed, selected with knowledge and wisdom. The secrets, the mysteries of iniquity unfolded. At last, deliverance to the body of Christ. We're ushering in the millennial reign. We're walking it out, hallelujah, as a people who know the voice of the Lord their God, because there's nothing that dulls the sense of hearing. There's nothing that separates them because they have seen a pattern. And God has foreordained. He has chosen. He has selected. He has called out a people who will walk before Him in holiness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so, therefore, shall the land continually mourn. And we're seeing baldness spring up everywhere. And that's what mourning brings forth. It's the curse of baldness. And all who dwell in it shall languish together with the wild beasts. It's like Brother Jack said this morning. The beastly nature is in people. You see it. The greed. The selfishness. like packs of dogs fighting over bones from the kill. The land is putrefying with all of the selfishness, humanistic powers controlling the mind of man, until what is being birthed is households that are forgotten, children estranged from parents, forgotten. I tell you, look around you. I bet you won't have to go more. I shouldn't say you bet. You probably won't have to go more than one or two doors from your house to see families where divorce, where the image of man, the divine order, has been so adulterated. The father's a runaway and a renegade. And the mother is trying to fill in that void and gap with lovers, trying to find a gratification for the war that's going on within her. Looseness, perversion, children being exposed to grown-up angers and frustrations and unclean acts until their little minds are so bruised like forgotten children. This generation that has come out in this hour is being bound by that kind of lawlessness. Beloved, the body of Christ, the man-child company, we must deal with ourselves. See, the Word has been here. The Ruach, the Spirit, has been here. And now the Spirit is showing forth what the wind has blown forth. And it is showing forth what has to come next. We are the generation that will bring the body in. The body that has been washed and cleansed and made ready. Like the priest who went before the Lord, made himself ready for 7 days. He laid before the Lord. He washed himself. He made himself ready to go and stand before the covenant altar. Beloved, the sons of God, like a nation of priests, and there's so much here that we must begin to understand. Just because you didn't learn about it in Sunday school when you were, let the Holy Ghost talk to your heart. Let Him speak in the things that, to the things that you need to understand, and ponder it, and ask the Lord to tell you what it means. Ask Him to tell you what He's saying so that we can move together in this final hour and not break rank. Hallelujah. Now, therefore, the land is mourning. The land is mourning. I had a revival in a church not long ago, and this little family came in, unkempt. Most all of them needed a good bath, full of sin, hurt. We took them through deliverance. They had lice. The ladies of the church went home and showed the lady how to bathe the children and cleanse her house, and brought all these little babies. And I knew that the age of those children, that mama couldn't have had all of those children. And so I questioned her. And she said, well, you see these two right here, two little beautiful boys. She said, they ain't mine. And I said, they aren't. She said, no. Said, their daddy lives in the trailer park where we live. And him and his woman separated. And he put them off at our house one morning. And he just ain't come back. You know, and I said, oh, Jesus. And she said, we've just been trying to love them. They had bad dreams. They cried in the night. And on top of all of that, no manners. They were starved for food. And she said, we just been trying to keep them as best we could. And I said, honey, I'm going to pray and ask God to give you such mama authority that you will fill in that gap, and those people will learn and grow, and you will be mama to them. And I pray that a mother and a father that would neglect children in this way would get their life turned around and settled before the Lord before they come back to get these two babies. Well, they brought a little baby then to me that probably about like this, 3 weeks old. And the grandmother brought it. Now, the mama's got the baptism and cleansed. Her husband has got it. All these little kids, the talking ones, have received the Holy Spirit. And now the grandmother comes and a couple of the aunts come. And they make a couple of rows in the revival by now. And that night, they came up to the altar and had this little tiny sweet baby in their arms. And the grandmama said, "Now I'm the third generation." I said, "Hallelujah, yes you are." She said, "In the authority of the third generation, this little baby has asthma." And he was breathing, going, like that, couldn't hardly get his breath. And she said, "In the authority of the grandparent, I want you to pray for this baby." So she handed him to me, and I held him. And I said, "Now you lay your hand on his head, and you repeat after me. In the name of Jesus, we break the curse of this asthma and all the spirit that's contained in it. And I go back 10 generations and I pull down every legal right that it's had to be there. And I command it to loose this baby." And she did. And that little baby's mouth went, "Hoot." And that thing came out and its breath was normal. Never saw anything like it in my life. But see, divine order was there. It couldn't help but work. See, this is what has happened to our nation. They have forgotten or not understood the divine order of God. And God's blessings cannot flow through the families because the men are looking for escape and the women have become a Jezebel. And Ahab and Jezebel don't function well together. And it is flowing in so many lives and so many homes. We are a mire of corruption. And it's got to turn around. And this generation has been given the authority to do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God now. "Therefore shall the land continually mourn, and all who dwell in it shall languish together with the wild beasts of the open country. The birds of the heavens, yes, and the fishes of the sea shall perish because the drought. They'll be collected and taken away. Yet no man," and I want you to know that's a drought for the word. That's a drought for truth. That's a famine for the word in the land. "Yet let no man strive, and neither let man reprove another, and do not waste your time in mutual recriminations. For with you is my contention, O priest." See, judgment begins at the house of the Lord. And until you and I deliverance and deal with ourselves and get this matter set in right where we are not holding anything back, but we are looking with the eyes of truth at the truth, the facts of life like they are. What are we being contained in? What are we being bound with? Where are the change in our life? And when they are pulled down, hallelujah, we'll see divine order come into the body. Hallelujah. He said, "And you shall stumble in the daytime. And the false prophet also shall stumble with you in the night. And as this darkness covers the land, the false prophet is going forth. And the people's minds are being adulterated in the selfishness of what they want to hear and not what they need to hear. And peoples are calling themselves prophets. Schools of prophets." And I'm not saying that they're all wrong, but I'm saying before you let a man prophesy to you, you better listen well and know the voice of the Lord your God and be able to decide between that which is false and that which is truth. God's going to judge the prophets who handle His word loosely. Now, look at why this is happening. The devil knows that when the deliverance message comes forth and we all of us kick him out, we're not going to be wanting to hear what's going to please our flesh. So he sent in the troops. And the prophets, false prophets, are going forth, seducing, deceiving, controlling the people in the selfishness of their own mind so that they will not deal with themselves. And it causes a separation in the body because night and day is as different as night and day. Hallelujah. 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 Well, hallelujah. Can't help it if I'm right. Now, see. And so, the body of Christ, dealing with ourselves, see, being truthful, looking at what's going on, we are destroying death. That's what's happening. That's what deliverance does. Deliverance destroys death in your members. That's what it does. Deliverance makes more room in you for Jesus. That's right. Every time you command a spirit out of you, you command life in, don't you? Every time you deal with that which was allowed in the death realm and you put that under your feet, the power of satanic control, you are no longer bound in that principle of lawlessness. In the name of Jesus, see. Now, and you shall stumble in the daytime, and the false prophet also shall stumble with you in the night. And I will destroy your mother, the priestly nation. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, see. Truth, wisdom, knowledge, knowing, that is your protection. Hallelujah. That takes you out of death. That takes you out of destruction. That takes you keeps you in the place of life. And if you want to know a whole lot more about it, and I don't have time to go into it this afternoon, but look into the 32nd chapter of Isaiah. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you, the priestly nation, have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of your God. How could this have happened? That we have forgotten the commandments of God, the laws of God. And he said, because we've forgotten his laws, he said, I'll also forget your children. And we're looking at a nation of forgotten children. That's right. Fathers and mothers so bound up in their flesh desires, the selfishness of their own need, their children are being left to fend for themselves. To listen to whatever they want to on the television. To play with whatever toys seems to appease. And it's like a mighty wheel flowing forth like a steamroller. Blowing rolling over the masses. And it's got to stop. The Lord says, this generation. Hallelujah. This generation shall set creation free. This generation. Hallelujah. How do I know it's this generation? Because the Word says, all that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. The sons of God are gathering. Hallelujah. You know it. Hallelujah. It's a vital part of wisdom and knowledge in your being. That's why I know it's this generation. This generation has been called out to stand and usher in the generation of glory. Hallelujah. For out of death, hallelujah, will spring forth life. Now, sixth verse, Psalm 78. That the generation to come might know them, that the children still to be born might arise and recount them to their children. And that's what we are entering into, is a 1,000-year millennial reign. 1,000 years where Jesus Christ, the Son of God, will reign in this earth. 1,000-year millennial reign where He is King of kings and Lord of lords on the throne. Glory to God, of God in this earth. Hallelujah. And every generation that is coming forth from this generation on will be a generation of glory as the sons of God who are groomed and prepared for this very hour in the finalness of the nature of God coming forth in this earth. A man-child company is standing up proclaiming the kingdom of God, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Life. Hallelujah. the facts of life. Hallelujah. We're not living to die. We're living to live. Hallelujah. We've come this far. Glory to God. And we're going on. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Seventh verse now. That they might set their hope in God. Hallelujah. You see, that's what's wrong with the church. Her hope is not set in God. She's so busy with her programs and her plans and her success in life and all the things that they manipulation to build her sanctuaries, her monuments to man. She's not grounded in the hope of God. Hallelujah. But this generation of glory has their hope in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that they might not forget the works of God. See, God designed you and I. His handiwork. Hallelujah. A vital living part of His body. And as we have seen Him in the natural, as He walked the shores of Galilee, a human containment of God's glory, so shall we see Him in the deity of revelation, Lord of lords, King of kings, in the plan of the ages, the Ancient of Days, and my language is too limited to express Him, the glory of the Father. But in Him, you and I have been designed to fit in, to dwell. It's no little bitty operation. Hallelujah. This is God moving His magnificence, His creation in an hour. Hallelujah. That will produce a people of resurrection life to live forever. Hallelujah. See, stop viewing God with a carnal knowledge, wisdom, man's wisdom. Stop trying to figure out the Word with a natural ability. And get on your face before the Lord and ask Him to let the gift of revelation flow and open the Word and look with the eyes of the Holy Ghost and dwell in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And let Him manifest unto you truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just got one more verse, I think. Two more verses. That they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. Next verse. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and a rebellious generation. See, you know, there was a time I couldn't have understood this at all. But as the Holy Spirit is enlightening us, as we are being delivered, as we are seeing the bloodline bondages of ancestral weakness and limitations, we're seeing the stubbornness and the rebellion of forefathers. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and a rebellious generation. A generation that set not their heart aright, nor prepared their heart to know God. And whose spirit was not steadfast and faithful to God. Beloved, that generation man in the death realm only has authority when you don't deal with him. But we've come out of death into life. And we are not bound in the stubbornness and the rebellion of past generation sins and curses of death. But we have been set free. We have been loosed to glory. We've been set free to be transfigured from one degree of glory to another. And the glory of God is filling this earth now. The children of Ephraim. Now, Ephraim means doubly fruitful. Like a double portion. The firstborn receives a double portion. So put your spiritual glasses on and look at this. The double portion. You know what the double portion that you and I have as the heirs of Jesus Christ? We have the name of Jesus and we have the Holy Ghost. That's the double portion. The birthright of the firstborn. Whew, that's good. Hallelujah. And the children of Ephraim were armed and carrying bows, yet they turned back in the day of battle. See, the things that have gone on in the natural, see, when you don't realize your inheritance, when you don't know who you are in Jesus Christ, beloved, the church has been armed to the teeth, and she doesn't know the weapons of her warfare. Bound up, chained in her idolatry, her paganism, the mixture so putrefying, people's minds bound, covered, sealed unto death. But beloved, we're a new day, and we're a new generation, and we are a people, a generation who usher in a glorious body. Hallelujah. Kara Sue said it to me this morning. Generation being born in glory. Think on it. You and I have come forth to deliver a lost and a dying world. For this is the will of the Lord for you, that you might know the truth and occupy till he comes. Glory to God. I love you, Lord. The power of the Lord is here. Let's raise our hands and praise him. Oh, I love you, Jesus. 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 I love you, Lord. I praise your name. I give you honor. I magnify your name. I give you glory. I praise you, Lord God Almighty. For your word fills this earth. Your word fills this earth. Your word fills this earth. Come on in Jesus. Hallelujah. Glorious Señor Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, this is preparation time for tabernacle holiness. The priestly nation are going to be cleansed. Hallelujah. We are going to deal with ourselves in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I've asked Brother Moody to come and help me, if he would. Oh, you got, okay, I borrowed this book off the book table. You've got better. Go ahead. No, you use yours. Use yours. Yours is fine. I've asked him to come and help. Now, we're going to deal with many things in each of us. If you need help, we're going to help you. But let's get honest. Let's not look around, and I don't want you to be intimidated by anything from anybody else or what is going on. This is Holy Ghost time. This is time to deal in the Spirit. This is time to seek the Lord in your behalf and get your tabernacle ready to have meeting before covenant. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen. Now, Brother Moody's going to begin. I'll move my things so you can lay them up here. Yeah. Okay. All right. I will. Okay. We're going to lead you in a prayer to begin with. Renunciation. I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I forgive my ancestors of all their sin and everything that has been visited down to me. I come against every legal right that Satan has had to torment me. I break the curse of stubbornness and rebellion that has controlled me. I come against a passive mind. I command my mind to your attention, Lord. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to take over now and direct me through this deliverance. I confess my sins, Lord. I forgive everyone who has ever hurt me. I pull down bloodline bondages. Every bruise in my personality. And I choose to deal with it today. And now I cast out spirit that has sought to control me. The death realm. We're going to call the spirits, and when that fits you, please do it yourself. Go ahead.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against those evil spirits that hold us into bondage, and we command that you manifest and start coming out in the name of Jesus Christ. We command that you line up and rank in the file in order and come out quickly. We bind every power that you have. We loose ourselves from you in the name of Jesus Christ. We remind you, evil spirits, that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone where the nation of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You're going to be cast in there with your master Satan. You'll be in total loneliness and total despair. You have very little time left. We stir you up. We believe the whole word of God. And we command you, demons, to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now line up and rank and file in order and come out quickly. Come against spirits of rejection. Now come on out of the people right now. Those spirits of rejection that have come in because we've been heard and have not been loved. And people have taken advantage of us and sinned against us. Now come out. I want all those spirits of rejection to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go. Rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, inability to give and receive love, prenatal rejection, conception in lust, rejection by the mother, by the father, by brothers and sisters, by aunts and uncles, rejection by our Christian brothers and sisters, rejection by the pastors, rejection of ourselves. Come out. Jesus Christ. All fear of rejection and self-rejection, I command you to go. Now line up and rank and file in order and come out quickly. Come out every spirit of hurts, hurts and deep hurts, being hurt by a husband and hurt by our wife. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Spirits of abandonment, being abandoned as children. Come out. Spirits of abandonment, I call you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All these hurts and deep hurts, scars and nests, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Not being wanted. Not being wanted as a child. Our parents didn't want us. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Not being wanted. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now loose us and set us free in Jesus' name. Go right now. Spirits of abandonment. I break the curse of the bastard on this in Jesus' name. I command those spirits of the bastards to come out. Come out. Spirits of the bastard. Being conceived in lust. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Up and out of the people right now. That's about all these evil spirits that cause us to abuse ourselves and seek for love. I come against those demons that cause us to seek sex for love. Come out. Those demons that cause us to seek sex for love. Sex is not love. Sex is sex. Now come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Those demons that cause us to seek the world for love. Come out right now. That's right. Inability to give and receive love. Come out. Spirits of inability to give and receive love. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, spirits of hardness. I call out spirits of hardness in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, spirits of hardness. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. That hard-hearted demon, hard-hearted women, come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. The shell that we put around ourselves, that fictitious shell that we put us around ourselves, I break it in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, loose the spirits of love upon these people. I loose the spirits of love. Lord, send your angels of love. Let them know that they're loved by the Holy Spirit. Now come out right now, all those spirits of rejection, that deep-seated rejection and deep-seated hurts. Come out, rejection by the pastors, rejection by the fivefold ministry, rejection by other Christian brothers and sisters, rejection by our ancestors, rejection by our grandparents and our aunts and our uncles and our brothers and our sisters, especially rejection by the parents, where the parents did not love us and did not want us and conceived us in lust. I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of lust that came in through conception, every spirit of lust that came in through conception, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, right now, bind your power and I drive you out right now. Every spirit of lust that came in through conception, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, loose them and set them free right now. Come out. Come out. I want all that lust, those demons that came in through lust that caused us to seek sex for love. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now. I break your power and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. All rejection, roots of rejection, root of rejection, roots, memory, scarness, and habits, ruler demons and lesser demons, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Line up in rank and file in order. We bind your power. We loose ourselves from you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, surround this place with your angels. Remove every loose demon from the air around us, Father. We cut off all communication, the demons outside, the demons inside. We loose ourselves from you. Right. Now come out of them. All this rejection, I command you to go in Jesus' name. All rejection, you will go in the name of Jesus Christ. We are not rejected, we're loved. Come out. come out right now. All this rejection, rejection by our unsaved, rejection by our unsaved relatives, I command you to go in Jesus' name. All those hurts that come in from our unsaved relatives, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out. We bind your power. We drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. These hurts, I want all those hurts to go. And I'll replace those, Lord, replace that with your love. We stir you up and we drive you out, rejection. We hate you, rejection. You've done some trouble to people. We hate what you've done. Now come out. We hate all sin and iniquity. We hate everything that God hates. Now we stir you up and drive you out in Jesus' name.
I can't hear you back
there. The demons can hear me. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, we command you to go. We break your power and drive you out. Now go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go. You demons can hear me, and I command you to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out, every spirit of bitterness. We call you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of bitterness, roots of bitterness, ruler of bitterness. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. Come out, spirits of bitterness. We command you to go in Jesus' name. We bind your power, spirits of bitterness. Now come out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all this bitterness, this deep-seated bitterness. Come out, the bitter gall, the bitter taste in our mouth. I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, the bitter taste, the bitter gall. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, every spirit of resentment, hatred, unforgiveness, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, love your enemies, pray for those that despitefully use you. Now come out, bitterness, hatred, unforgiveness, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, I break your power and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out, I want all the bitterness to go. Every spirit of bitterness, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now go. Go right now, every spirit of bitterness. Come out, spirits of violence, temper, anger. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Violence, temper, anger, retaliation. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Let not the sun set on your anger and give place to the devil. Now come out. Come out. Violence, temper, anger, retaliation. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out of the people right now. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Violence, temper, anger, retaliation. Now come out. Come out, spirits of murder, suicide, death, abortion, the agreement with abortion, death and fear of death, all the death spirits. Come out, the death spirits associated with infirmities, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, death. Death of all types, fear of all types, suicide, murder, the killing spirit, the killer spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go, loose them and set them free. Come on out, all these bitterness spirits, the bitter gall that lets in cancer and arthritis. Come out, that bitter gall that lets in cancer and arthritis. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, people, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of cancer. I call out the cancer that comes in through bitterness. Come out. Cancer that comes in through bitterness. Cancer. Malignant cancer. Non-malignant cancer. Skin cancer. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go. We break your power. We drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. All the cancer that comes in. All the cancer that comes in through bitterness. Now come out, spirits. Spirits of arthritis. Spirits of arthritis that comes in through bitterness. Now come out right now. Spirits of arthritis that comes in through bitterness. Go. Arthritis, bursitis, neuritis, tendonitis, crippling arthritis. Come out of our bones, our joints, our marrows. Come out of, in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of arthritis, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. We bind your power. We drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. All the cancer, all the arthritis that comes in through bitterness and resentment and unforgiveness. Come out now. That ruler demon of unforgiveness, I call you in the name of Jesus Christ. That ruler demon of unforgiveness, come out. Come out, unforgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, the ruler demon of unforgiveness and all your companions. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right, unforgiveness for Christian brothers and sisters who've hurt us. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go. We come against spirits of rebellion. Come out, rebellion, roots of rebellion, ruler of rebellion. We command you to go in Jesus' name. And come out, all rebellion, rebellious spirits, all these rebellious. The Bible says that rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. I call out witch out of these people. I break the time of rebellion and witchcraft. I drive out spirits of witchcraft. Spirits of rebellion. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of rebellion. Go. Spirits of witchcraft that came in through rebellion. Or rebellion that came in through witchcraft. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come out. Self-will. Selfishness. Self-idolatry. All those self-demons. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Self-will, selfishness, spirits of selfishness, self-idolatry. We command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. I'll do it my way. I won't do it God's way. I'll do it my way. Come out right now. All these independent spirits. That's right. I'm independent of God. I'm independent of my husband. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. all these independent spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. These women's rights demons, too, that say the women have rights outside of the Holy Bible. Come out, any women's rights demons. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of stubbornness. Stubbornness is iniquity and idolatry. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. All spirits of stubbornness, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now go. I want the stubborn demons. Come out, stubbornness. Idolatry, self-idolatry, selfishness, all those self, the many self demons, the self-will demons. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Loose them and set them free. Come out, all these self-will demons, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of disobedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. All disobedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Disobedient spirits. Come out. Come out. Spirits of anti-submissiveness. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Every spirit of anti-submissiveness. Go. Unwillingness of the wife to submit to the husband. Unwillingness of the husband to submit to God. Now go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come on out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. We demand complete cleansing in the area of basic deliverance. A complete cleansing. All rejection, bitterness, rebellion. Every work, every habit must go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. We bind your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go. Loose them and set them free. Come on out. I demand a complete cleansing in the area of rejection, bitterness, and rebellion. The three R's that God taught us. Now come out. Come out. I break the demonic ties and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ.
We're going to stay here.
Okay.
Just shut this off.
Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Loose them and set them free. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All rejection, bitterness, and rebellion. We command you to go. We break your power. We drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them and set them free right now in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of strife. I call our spirits of strife and contention. Come out, all those striving, strife spirits that drive us, all those driving spirits, I command those to go in the name of Jesus Christ. We're driven by Satan and led by God. Now, all those driving spirits, I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, come out. All these driving spirits that drive us to be a Christian or drive us, we're not driven. Satan drives us. Now come out. All those driving, pressure, strife spirits, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Driving, pressure, strife, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. All these accusation demons, judging, criticism, fault-finding, gossiping, and so forth, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. All accusation spirits, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. All spirits of accusation, judging, criticism, critical spirits, come out, all these critical spirits, being critical about each other and about ourselves and about the work of God. Come out, all critical spirits, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of insecurity, I command you to go in Jesus' name. All insecurity, inferiority, self-pity, loneliness, timidity, shyness, inadequacy, ineptness. Come out, insecurity of all types. Come out right now, spirits of insecurity. Doubt and fear. Come out. Spirits of doubt and disbelief. Insecure. Insecurity as a husband or a wife. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Every spirit of passivity. Funk. Indifference. Listlessness. Lethargy. Come out. All passivity. Spirits of passive. Being a passive man. Being a weak, passive man. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. All these passivity demons. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Come out the devil's deeds. Depression, despair, despondency, discouragement, defeatism, hopelessness, suicide, death, morbidity. Come out, the devil's deeds. All depression, the ruler of depression, we call you out in Jesus' name. Come out. We bind your power. We drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All depression, spirits of argument, quarreling, fighting. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Argument, quarreling, fighting. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, every spirit of control, possessiveness, dominance, witchcraft. Come out, spirits of charismatic witchcraft, domination, manipulation, control, charismatic witches, charismatic warlocks. That's right, and go in the name of Jesus Christ. Using prophecy to control, personal prophecy to control somebody, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All control demons, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, every spirit of retaliation, destruction, spite, hatred, sadism, hurt, and cruelty, come out. All retaliation, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Let not the sun set on your anger and give place to the devil. Come out. Come out. All retaliation in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go. We break your power. We drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come on. Line up in rank and file in order and come out quickly. Come out. Every spirit of sensitiveness, self-awareness, fear of man, fear of disapproval. Come out. All these fears, fear of man, fear of disapproval, fear of God, fear of lost salvation. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All demonic sensitiveness, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, demonic sensitiveness. Come out, every spirit of persecution, unfairness, fear of judgment, fear of condemnation, fear of accusation, fear of reproof, sensitiveness. Come out. Come out, all persecution demons. Come out, being persecuted. That's not Christian persecuted. That's other types of persecution. Come out right now. All persecution demons, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of mental illness, insanity, madness, mania, retardation, senility, schizophrenia, paranoia. Come out, all mental illness. Come out, every spirit of nightmares, false visions, false dreams, false burdens. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Mental illness, senility and premature senility. Go right now. Premature old age, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. All mental illness demons. Come out, spirits of paranoia, jealousy, envy, suspicion, distrust, persecution, fears, confrontation. Come out, paranoia, excessive fear, panic fear of all types, phobias of all types. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come out of the people right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command you to go. All mental illness demons, come out of them. We stir you up and drive you out of the people in Jesus' name. We break your power. You must go. We break every curse. We break every soul tie. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, come out, spirits of confusion, frustration, incoherence, forgetfulness. Come out, spirits of mind confusion, mind blanking, mind binding, mind occult. Come out, all the occult spirits that are tied in with our mind in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of doubt, unbelief, skepticism. Go. Doubt, unbelief, and skepticism. Doubt in God. Fear that God won't do what we need done. Come on. Come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Distrust, lack of faith in God, weak faith, no faith, go in the name of Jesus Christ, go. Come out, all you green-eyed monsters of jealousy, envy, suspicion, distrust, selfishness, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, jealousy and envy, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Jealousy and envy for other people's ministries, go in and jealousy and envy for money, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. The love of money is the root of all evil. We call out the love of money. Come out, spirits of greed. Greed and covetousness. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of greed and covetousness. Come out, spirits of withdrawal, pouting, daydreaming, fantasy, pretension, unreality. Spirits of withdrawal, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now go. Spirits of withdrawal, we command you to go. Passivity, escapism, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. Come out, every spirit of escape, indifference, stoicism, passivity, sleepiness, alcohol, and drugs. Come out, all these escape mechanisms, escape through sleep, escape through alcohol and drugs. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Escape through alcohol and drugs. We command you to go in Jesus' name. We bind your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of perfection, pride, vanity, ego, frustration, criticism, irritability, intolerance, anger. Go, all these perfection demons, where we try to be perfect and drive other people crazy. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of perfection, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of perfection, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of competition, driving, argument, pride, and ego. That's right, all these demonic competition demons, demonic driving demons, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come out, spirits of impatience, agitation, frustration, intolerance, resentment, criticism. Go. Spirits of impatience, lack of patience, no patience. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, demonic false burdens, false responsibility, false compassion, false gifts. Come out, all false gifts, false doctrine, heresy. Come out right now, false teachers, false preachers, false prophets. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go. We break your power and drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. All false burdens, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of demonic grief, sorrow, heartache, heartbreak, crying, sadness, and cruelty. Come out, all demonic grief, all prolonged demonic grief, a false grief. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out right now. Prolonged grief over a loved one that we've lost. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of fatigue and tiredness, weariness, laziness, slothfulness. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all fatigue.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.